There's good news and bad news about what it costs to live in New Jersey. The good news is that the price of gas continues to drop. The bad news is that property taxes remain the highest in the nation, even though a 2% cap policy was created. Yeah, it still means that property taxes are still going up, since every community has pushed the limits of that cap. My first guest this week is here to detail the many roadblocks that property tax reform has faced in the New Jersey legislature, and why no actions have been taken. He represents New Jersey's 24th District in the State Assembly. Parker Space. Good morning, Parker.
Morning, Chris.
And Parker is running for re-election with current Sussex County Freeholder Gail Phoebus. Her website, spaceandphoebusforassembly.com. Now, I found this quote by the Assembly Speaker, Vince Prieto, and if I just bring it up here real fast, he said the following. Monday, reducing property taxes was and is always a top priority. We're all trying to look at lowering property taxes. How's that search been going as far as the Democratic majority in the State Assembly is doing?
Well, the biggest issue is they always, you know, they always want to put that out front and try to make people believe it. We're ultimately, you know, with the sessions that we have, the voting sessions, they're set, you know, it's a Democrat majority, you know, so the Speaker is the one that sets the agenda for the bills that are going to be up. And, you know, so many times they're more worried about, you know, a teenage kid driving down the road blowing some, you know, a little bit of soot out of his diesel pipe than they are, you know, getting to the table and putting our heads together at, you know, trying to cut spending and make things more affordable here in New Jersey. And that's one of the things we put the resolution in, too, is because, you know, they're all talk. We know it has to be done. You know, one thing is with the fair school funding, you know, like in our town, you know, when over 70% of your tax dollars, you know, go to, you know, with the schools for property taxes. And you have 60% of your, you know, state money going to 31 different districts. So that's going to make a big difference right there. But there's so many things that go along with it too, Chris, is with the, you know, regulations and with businesses. And, you know, if we want to make things more affordable here, we have to be able to, you know, figure out we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem. That's what we're constantly up against all the time.
And Parker is a prime sponsor of ACR 18, which basically mandates a special session. It reads as follows, rather simple, directed to the presiding officer of each house of the legislature. She'll convene a special session of that house within 7 days of final passage of this concurrent resolution, which will be devoted solely to consideration of the issue of property tax relief and reform in this state, and which will devise and consider ways of implementing that relief and reform. The presiding officer and the minority leader of each house shall each present bills to be considered by that house at the special session, and each such bill shall be voted on by the members of that house. Simple idea, but if you turn back the clock back in the Corzine era, Parker, we had it was called a special session, but it seemed like a road to nowhere because absolutely nothing came out of it.
Yeah, as far as our minority leader, John Bramnick in the Assembly, I mean, he's all on board. They've been calling for it. But it's basically, a lot of it is with smoke and mirrors down there. The other side of the aisle is always trying to, you know, feel-good effort that they want to, you know, give everybody every service, everything that anybody ever needs. But it gets to a point, you know, we have to make cuts all the way across the board. And that's the biggest issue also is that everybody wants to see cuts, but nobody wants to affect them personally. Don't take it from me, take it from somebody else. And, you know, when the times are tight, you got to tighten up your belt. And that's one of the things we're trying to work for and push through. And as I said, also, you know, with the property tax, there's so many avenues that go into it with, you know, with restrictions on business. I know with us, it's just a constant battle. You know, every time you turn around, there's something else coming in from the DEP. Like the other day, I got a notice for a T1 permit, it's for a special septic permit, which we've had, you know, our septic system for our zoo complex since 1983. Never had a problem. We always keep it maintained. But that's just another regulation that they were setting around saying, hey, you know, maybe you guys should apply for a permit, open for inspection, and they can come up. But we wonder why businesses are fleeing out of the state of New Jersey. And obviously, you know, your businesses are your ratables and they're bringing in your tax money. We have to loosen up restrictions. We've got to straighten out our fair school funding. And like I said, we got to make a concerted effort at it. We got one side of the aisle fighting for it and the other side of the aisle saying, oh, yeah, yep, we got to do it at some point. But when's that point going to be? I think the point's now. So we got to start moving.
So with Assemblyman Parker Space, who along with Sussex County Freehold Gail Phoebus is running for re-election. Space and Phoebus for Assembly.com is their campaign website. Parker is one of the prime sponsors of ACR 18, which calls for a mandated special session strictly on the focusing on property tax. You can see that bill, although I pretty much read you all that it is at njleds.state.nj.us, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is this all just, you know, the smoke and mirrors from the Democratic side out of the fear that, well, if we have less money, we'll have to do with less, and completely overlooking the fact, you know, let's go back to the millionaire's tax with the Corzine era, which Democrats even to this day want to put back into place. You wind up taxing the quote-unquote millionaires a certain level of money, where let's just say a millionaire is paying $100,000, we'll just do easy mental math there, $100,000, and giving that money in taxes, creating revenue for the state to do with whatever they want to do with. But then if you overtax that millionaire, they're going to leave. So you, instead of getting $100,000 of that millionaire, you're now getting nothing. If people keep leaving, businesses keep leaving, you make an important point too, and we talk about property taxes, it's not just the homeowners, it's the business owners that get impacted by this. So the dominoes start falling down, less business, less jobs, less revenue, less community and that, stability.
And that brings up a great point, because I've had many talks with Senator Warho and with Assemblywoman McCoes on, you know, with the millionaire's tax. And you know, like you said, the millionaires, when they, you know, which a lot of people have a different classification of a millionaire than what I do. I mean, a lot of times, like a farmer, when rich money poor, they're going to consider him a millionaire. Well, that's not true. The only asset that he has is property. But regardless, a lot of the ones that are more well off and wealthier, once they get taxed so much, they're moving. And the first thing that they do when they move, they like to give back to their community, and they always have their charities that they like to donate to. And then these are the people that donate to their, you know, nonprofits, whatever it might be. Everybody has a special one that they have in mind. And so once these people leave, and if they move to South Carolina or they move to Florida, they're not donating to the nonprofits in New Jersey. They're donating in their new hometown. And so on the other end, like as you said before, then there's less funding for these different agencies. Or so where's the money going to come from? And then so the county sometimes will subsidize some of them, you know, just a little bit portion of it. But the majority of it is coming from, you know, wealthier people donating back to the community. So once we drive them out, everything else starts to go downhill from there.
Goes down as far as the food pantry shelves being empty and the United Ways of whichever chapter, if you're listening all throughout the state, have less services to offer, and it really does affect the masses, not just the few, although the few are targeted, but there is a residual effect from all that. Again, it's ACR 18, simple in statement, just mandating a serious look at what to do about property taxes, which, you know, fine versus the old days, are now going up 2%, but that also means every year they're still going up 2%. Just put this in a proper context. We have a worse tax situation with real estate than California has. That's not a good place for New Jersey to be in by any stretch of the imagination. You can see this bill in its detail.
No, but I mean, like you said, the biggest thing, you know, with myself, you know, with my son, you know, he's a fourth generation living here on the farm and carrying on the family. That's what I'm striving for, is to be able to him, you know, to have affordability for him and his kids to grow up, you know, on the farm too. And it just, like you said, it's, you know, it's going to get to a point where, you know, it's just going to put the closed door, you know, closed sign on the, you know, the front door of the state, because nobody's going to be able to afford to live here.
Yep. It's ACR 18. You can see it at njleds.state.nj.us and Parker's website. He's running for re-election along with Sussex County Freehold Gail Phoebus, who is running for the state assembly. Space and Phoebus for assembly.com. Parker, thanks for fighting the good fight, and thanks for being here this morning.
All right. Thanks, sir. Talk to you soon.